Turn with us tonight to the writings of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. And as you're turning, getting ready to read with us, I like to say that it's sure good to have Sister Pastor's wife back home. Thank God Pastor's over his depression. The joy of the Lord is just springing up in his soul tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I just feel good in my soul tonight. What about you? Hallelujah. Chapter 9 and verse number 6, I want to preach tonight. Wonderful Christ. How many believe tonight that He's wonderful? I still believe that church and coming to the house of the Lord, singing and preaching and worshiping God, is the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth. Yea, and the Lord would say unto thee again. I believe that it's the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you're redeemed, lift your hand. Say so. Praise God. Now we know you can speak up. How many has come to be part of the Amen Corner? I've never seen a corner shaped that way, but that's all right. We'll spread the sanctuary. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Prophecy declares to us his name shall be called Wonderful. I said that is a prophecy, and that prophecy has been fulfilled not just in the pages of the annals of the history of the Word of God, but that prophecy is fulfilled in my heart. The most wonderful thing in my life is Jesus Christ. Amen. I said the most wonderful thing and the most wonderful person in my entire life is Jesus Christ. In the writings of Psalms chapter 72 and verse number 18, David writes and he says, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wonderful, wondrous things. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 21 and verse number 2. Jeremiah says, if so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works. How many would like for the Lord to deal with Greensboro Assembly of God in wonderful works? Hallelujah. I said, deal with the household of faith in wonderful works. Jesus in his entire earthly ministry, everywhere that he went, the Bible said he was doing good. He was healing the sick and delivering the oppressed of the devil. Everywhere that he went, he was performing wonders. Would you say amen? Signs and wonders followed the Christ of God. Everywhere that Jesus appeared, there was the wonder of God made manifest. The wonder of God's divine, awesome ability was manifested in the behalf of human need. I want to say something tonight at the very outset of this message. I want you to write it down in the leaf of your Bible or on one of the pages in your Bible. And that is that our impotence linked with God's omnipotence, it removes all impossibility. I said our impotence, which is linked to the omnipotence of God, it removes all impossibilities. Hallelujah. You see, if it had been left up to the congregation, they would have said that boy will never amount to anything. I had Sunday school teachers that looked me in the face and said, you'll never be worth a plug nickel. Well, I've never seen a plug nickel, but I can tell you one thing for sure. If it's covered in the blood of the Lamb, as I have been, it's worth more than anything that I've ever gotten a hold of in my entire life. Hallelujah. I want you to know a plug nickel that is redeemed by the power of the blood of the wonderful Christ of Almighty God I said, it's worth something. Hallelujah. I said, it's worth something tonight. The most wonderful thing that ever happened to your home and to your flesh and to your mind and to your soul and your spirit is for you to encounter the wondrous Christ, the anointed one of God, the Holy One of Israel, birthed and born within your heart and within your spirit. Would you say amen? Hallelujah to God. What makes him wonderful? What declares him to be wondrous? First of all, I would like for us to denote that he was wonderful in his birth. Hallelujah. No one, I said no one, has ever been born like Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. He said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. I don't care what the colleges and the universities, I don't care what the skeptics and all of the tyrants say, I'm telling you the Christ that lives in my heart, he was a root born out of a dry ground. I said he was a root born out of a dry ground. I'm telling you today, my blessed brother and sister, he was virgin born because he was not born of the flesh, he was born of the spirit. Hallelujah. Flesh begets flesh, but spirit begets spirit. Hallelujah. And that which was birthed within the womb of a fleshly young lady, it was the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. It was not a natural birth. It was not a common birth. I'm telling you, he's wonderful because he was virgin born. Hallelujah. I said he's wonderful because he was virgin born. Aren't you glad tonight you're serving the virgin born child of the living God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, aren't you thankful tonight? That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning, being interpreted, God with us. Hallelujah. God was the father of Christ, not Joseph. I said, God the Father was the father of Christ, not Joseph. You see, Joseph's served only as an adopted parent. Hallelujah. I said he served only as an adopted father. Hallelujah. Jesus was born of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Never had there been one born that was born of the Holy Ghost. But because Christ was born of the Spirit, you and I today have the awesome privilege. I said we have the awesome privilege of being birthed and born of the same Spirit that brought forth that child in the womb of flesh. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today that I have been begotten of a lively hope. I have been grafted in. I have been adopted. Hallelujah. And it's all because of the wonderful Christ of God who was born of the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah to God. Not only was the wonder of his birth marvelous, but I tell you, he was wonderful in his sinless life. I said he was wonderful in his sinless life. I don't know of any preacher that has lived a sinless life. I've never met a deacon that's lived a sinless life. I've never met a layman that's lived a sinless life. But I'm telling you, the one that has redeemed us from that which is corruptible to that which is incorruptible, he is the Lord of glory, whom there was no sin and no fault within the confines of the member of his body. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15. Paul says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Not only was he wonderful in the virgin birth, he is also wonderful in his sinless life. Would you say amen to God? Acts chapter 2 and verse number 22. He declares, Luke writing says, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Luke chapter 23 and verse number 4. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to all of the people, I find no fault in this man. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight that the one that laid down his life for you, aren't you glad tonight that the one that was born of the Virgin Mary, he was the Christ of a sinless life? I said he was a Christ of a sinless life. Hallelujah. He became sin. He was not sin. He became sin for you and I. Would you shout praise the Lord? He was wonderful in his birth. He was wonderful in his sinless life. But he was also wonderful in his work. No man ever worked like Jesus. I said no man ever worked like Jesus. Sometimes we think as preachers, as pastors and evangelists and missionaries and teachers and laity of the church, we think we really work hard for God. I'm telling you, my dear pastor brother, I'm telling you, my evangelist friend and missionary friend, I'm telling you as friends of the laity, no man's ever work like Jesus worked. He declared to his own disciples that the foxes have holes, thereby where to remain and to abide and to live, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He did not come to this earth to rest. I said he did not come to this earth to rest. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Hallelujah. And he worked untiringly to perform the will of God among humanity. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse number 1. It declared, and then after teaching by the seaside, he entered into a ship. Verse number 2, he taught them many things by parables. You see, there is a difference in getting up and giving a lecture and teaching people. If you really teach somebody, they have to follow you. I said they have to follow you. They've got to do more than hear you speak once or twice to really begin to ascertain what you're saying to them. Jesus spent untiring hours with humanity to teach them and to train them. He did not give them a 30-minute lecture. But he spent days and days and days with humanity teaching them the Word of God. He taught them parables. He also taught them doctrine. And at the end of his teaching, he said, let us pass over to the other side. But notice now, as he declared to his disciples, let us pass over to the other side. He was not interested in just he and the disciples in the large ships passing over. But the Bible said that he took with him other little ships. Hallelujah. I want you to know, my friend, that Jesus is not just interested in the chiefs, in the apostles, in the teacher, in the evangelist, in the pastor, and in the apostle of the church. No, sir. I'm telling you, he is interested in every little ship that rocks along and flows beside the large boats. Would you say amen to God? He's got time for you. I said he's got time for you. He's got love for you. He's got healing for you. He's got kindness. Consideration, and he's got glory for you. Hallelujah. So come on and join the big ships of Galilee, and let's all flow together with a man from Galilee who has worked the wonders of God as no other man that's ever lived on the face of this earth. Hallelujah. Jesus said that a great storm of wind arose. Verse number 38, the disciples rose up in the large ships, and they said, Master, carest thou not? He's talking about the ones in the big ships. They're worried. Well, if the ones in the big ships get worried about what their program is and how they're going to make it, you can imagine what the little ships are suffering. Come on, I said you can imagine what the little ships are suffering. But you see, at that hour, they were not able to talk to him personally because he was in the big ship. But the little ships were rocking along beside him. Oh, but this is what really gets a hold of my heart. He looks at them and he declares to them in the midst of their struggle. They said, Lord, we're desperate. We're going to be distraught. We're near destruction. But when the storm arose, he arose. Hallelujah. I said, when the storm arose, he arose. Would you hear that tonight, church? I said, when the storm arose, he arose. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter whether it's a little storm or a big storm. Whichever size of magnitude it might be, I'm telling you, let the storm arise and Jesus will arise. I said, let the storm arise and Jesus will arise, because he is the wonder of God made manifest to humanity that is in dire and desperate need. Hallelujah. He hasn't come tonight for a show. He hasn't come tonight to present a personality of man. He hasn't come to produce or build an island or an isolated kingdom. He's come to touch the big ship and the little ship together. Hallelujah. He's come to care for the hurting. He's come to care for those that are grief-stricken. He's come to care for those that are burdened. He's come to allow you to cast your care upon him, for he cares for you tonight, and he will sustain you. Would you say amen? I'm talking about the wonderful Christ that was virgin born. I'm talking about the wonderful Christ that lived a sinless life. I'm talking about the wonderful Christ that no other man's ever worked like he's worked. I'm telling you tonight, Greensboro, he's working for you even when you're not working for yourself. Hallelujah. Thank God. The accomplishments that have come to this church has not been because you've got an intellectual pastor and leadership. The glory that's been manifested in this church is because there's one greater and higher than all of us that's working for us. Come on, I said there's one greater and higher than all of us that's working for us. Would you say amen? No man ever worked like Jesus worked, and neither has any man ever talked like Jesus talked. Hallelujah. He calmed the sea. I said he calmed the sea with his voice. Would you shout amen? The word of God declares to us in Matthew chapter 22, and they durst not ask him any more questions. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't know about you, but I've pastored 3 churches, and I've traveled all over the United States of America, and I've been asked questions that I could not answer. I've been asked more questions than I could answer. Anybody here fit the same category with me? Lift your hand if you've been asked more questions than what you've had an answer to. But you see, no one ever talked like Jesus. When he got through talking to the people, when he got through teaching the people, there was not one question among them. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Matthew 22, and they durst not ask him any more questions. Hallelujah. Why? Because he had resolved. He had become the solution. He had become the answer to their need, to their question, to their cry, to their heartache, to their pain, to their sorrow, to their sickness, to their infirmity, to their affliction. Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, I'm serving more than a Buddha that's built in a Buddhistic temple. I'm serving more than a Muhammad. I'm serving more than a higher Krishna. I'm serving the wonder of God. Hallelujah. Glory. He's wonderful. No one ever died like Jesus died. I said, no one ever died like Jesus died. You see, one statistician said 67 billion people have died, and 64 billion people have died on earth. But not a one died like Jesus. The other billions have drowned in the seas of this world. But oh, not a one ever died like Jesus. Moses had a unique death. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 4 and 5, he died according to the word of the Lord. And God, I said, God buried Moses in Mount Nebo. This is the only occasion where God was a personal undertaker. I said the only occasion where God was a personal undertaker. He had an interest in Moses. But you see, Jesus was, and he is the only man that had the power to give up his spirit into the hands of the Father. Hallelujah. He did not spill his life and blood for himself or in vain. He died for you. He died for me. And because he died for you, and because he died for me, I tell you tonight that the wonder of his death brought forth the wonder of his resurrection. Hallelujah. And as sure as he died, he rose again on the third day. And he said, if I die, I'll lay my life down. I'll raise it up again on the third day. And because of that, ye shall walk with me in the newness of life. Hallelujah. There's no life in this world like the life of being raised up by the first fruit of the resurrection himself. Would you shout praise the Lord with me? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 and 20. Paul said, we preach. I like this. He arose from the dead. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 32. That Jesus hath God raised up, Wherefore, we are all witnesses. Would you say amen? How many is a witness tonight that God the Father has raised him up? Remember now, at the outset of the message, I said to you that our impotence linked to his omnipotence, it removes all impossibility. I've had people to say to me down through the years, well, I don't have as much to praise God for as what you do. My friend, if you'll read this book from page to page and cover to cover, many times in your life, I said, if you just keep reading it over and over, he will become every existing, tangible, intravenous miracle to the veins of your living. It doesn't matter what you encounter. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the great I am of God. I put together a little summation of all that he's been to me down through the years. I've started with the A's and I've taken it down through the W's. He is Adam. He is Advocate. He is the Anointed One. He is the Great Apostle. He is the Author. He is the Amen of God. He is Alpha. He is the Ancient of Days. He is born of a woman. Would you say amen? I tell you, he is the wonder of God, and the wonder of God lives in my heart. Hallelujah. Is he wonderful to you? Come on, I said, is he wonderful to you? I hope to God you didn't come tonight just to hear the choir. I hope to God tonight you didn't come just to listen to Anita and my children and myself. I hope to God you came to church tonight because Jesus is wonderful to you. I said, I hope you came tonight because Jesus is wonderful to you. I want you to know tonight, Jesus has done more than entertain me. I said, he's done more than entertain me. Would you say amen? He is the beginning. He is the begotten. He is the beloved. He is the branch. He is our bread. He is the bridegroom. He is the bride and the morning star. He is the bishop of our souls. He is the brightness of his Father's glory. Would you shout amen? He is the cluster of campfire. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the consolation of Israel. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the counselor. He is the covenant. He is the chosen of God. He is the Christ, the Anointed One of Israel. No wonder it was prophesied, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Oh, but you don't understand, Brother Taylor. You don't know what I'm going through.
Let me tell you, my brother and sister, I've lived long enough. We've gone through grief and sorrow and death and pain and surgeries, incurable diseases, financial disasters, bankruptcies. We've been through it all. But God is still the wonder of my living. Hallelujah. I said he's still the wonder of my living. I never cease to be amazed at the glory of the Christ of God. I said, I never cease to be amazed at the glory of the Christ of God. He is the daysman. He is the deliverer. He is the dayspring. He is the day star. He is the door. He is the desire of all nations. Would you shout amen? He is the elect of God. He is our ensign. He is the everlasting Father. His name is called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. He is the finisher of our faith. He is the forerunner. He is the everlasting Father. He is our great friend. He is the first fruits. He is the faithful witness from the dead. He is the fountain of life issuing from the cave of death. Hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus is wonderful in my life. Hallelujah. He's not only been, but he is still today everything that I have need of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No need in going looking at the world. No need in shopping in the marketplace of human effort and human ability, because he's already become more to me than what flesh and bone could produce. Come on, I said he's already become to me more than what flesh and bone could produce. Would you say amen to God? He is God made manifest. He is the gift of God. He is our governor. He is our guide. He is our glorious Lord. Would you say amen? He is our help. He is our hope. He is our husband. He is the horn of our salvation. He is the ears that listen. He is the hearer of our soul. He is the head of the church. He is heir of all things. He is the high priest. And I tell you, my friend, he's become this more times than I can declare to you. He is hell's dread, but he's heaven's wonder. Hallelujah. I said he's hell's dread, but he's heaven's wonder. No wonder Isaiah prophesied and said, and thou shalt call his name wonderful. Hallelujah. He is the King. He is the King of Israel. He is the King of kings. He is the King of glory. He is the great King everlasting. Would you shout amen? He is Judah. He is judge. He is just. His name is Jesus. He is our life. He is the light. He is our love. He is the lily of the valley. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the lamb. He is the lawgiver. Hallelujah to God. He is the living stone. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you've got a need that's bigger than the wonderful Christ of God. I'm telling you that Jesus, the wonder of God, is greater than what your need is. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. Years ago, when I first got acquainted with Brother Charles Greenaway, I thought I finally met somebody as crude as I am. One thing that he always said got a hold of my heart. You get to preaching and worshiping God. I've watched him pace back and forth across platforms and around the altars, hands lifted toward heaven, and just constantly saying, wonderful, 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 wonderful Christ. Brother Temple, have you ever heard him say it? Oh, yeah, anybody that's been around, his prayer life has. Oh, just get to marching around the altars. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christ. Oh, the choir's wonderful, but Jesus more. He's more wonderful. The pastor's wonderful, but Jesus is more wonderful. Greensboro Assembly as a whole is wonderful, but Jesus is more wonderful. The wife of the evangelist, she's wonderful. Oh, but Jesus is more wonderful. The children of the evangelist, they're wonderful. Oh, but Jesus is more wonderful. Your choir director, he is wonderful, but Jesus is more wonderful. Your musicians, they're outstanding and wonderful, but Jesus is more wonderful. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's the wonder of my passion. He's the wonder of my desire. He's the wonder of my strength. He's the wonder of my living. He's the wonder of my waking up. He's the wonder of my work. He is the wonder of my dreams. Jesus is the wonder of my all. Hallelujah. I want to hear it close tonight. He is messenger. He is our mediator. He is our master. He is the Messiah. He is the mercy of God made manifest. He is the mighty God revealed. He is the lowly Nazarene. He is the offspring of David. He is Omega. He is the only begotten of God. He is the offering and he is the offerer. Would you say amen? He is priest. He is Passover. He is potentate. He is the prophet. He is the propitiation of the gospel. He is prince of life. He is prince of peace. He is the great physician. Hallelujah. He is our righteousness. He is our divine rabbi. He is our ransom. He is our rest. He is the root of Jesse. Would you say amen? He is the root of David. He is the refiner. He is our refuge. He is our resurrection. He is the rose of Sharon that's blooming in the shades of hell, whose sweat, tears, and blood quench for all believers the fires of hell. Hallelujah. And he clothed the crater of damnation with foliage and fruit, which is flowing as a sweet smelling savor to the nostrils of God. Hallelujah. I said, that's what he's wonderful in. Woo, hallelujah. What I used to be, there's nothing wonderful about it. But everything I am in the Lord tonight, it's wonderful. I said it's wonderful. Yes, He is our ruler. Would you say amen? He is our Redeemer. He is the Rock of Ages. He is our regenerate breath. He is the rekindling of the dead fires of a man's soul on the altars of restoration. Hallelujah. He is the tuning of our spirit to bring us into harmony with the sounds of heaven's music. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that He is the stone. He is our shepherd. He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. He is our shield. He is our servant. He is the seed of woman. He is our surety. He is the sufferer. He is the Savior. He is the sinless sacrifice. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I don't know how some of you nominal Christians can stand it. I don't know how you can sit there at times. Man. One little boy told me years ago, he said, if the rapture takes place, you're going to have a double portion. I looked at him. I said, weasel, already got it. I'm just waiting for the trumpet. Hallelujah. Is He everything to you? I said, is He everything to you? Oh, we say He is. But I tell you, TV has been more to us than Jesus. Newsweek magazine's been more to us than Jesus. CNN, Nightline's been more to us than Jesus. Our jobs and the dollar and the security of our jobs have been more to humanity than what Jesus is. Are you here tonight? Folk, I'm telling you, we just need a new rearranging of our attitude and priorities. I'm telling you, nothing satisfies like Jesus. I said nothing satisfies like Jesus. No wonder that Paul told young Timothy, he said, you listen up, boy, and you listen well. He said, contentment with godliness is great gain. Anytime a man is satisfied with the wonder of God, I'm telling you, my friend, you know what real life is. I said, you know what real life is. Brother Dwayne, if you'll come on and begin to help me. He is our teacher. He is our truth. He is the tabernacle. He is the testator. He is the treasure of life. He is the tree of life. Would you say amen? He is our witness. He is the word. He is the way. He is the wisdom of God. His name is wonderful. Hallelujah. I said, His name is wonderful. Aren't you glad tonight, church, that you're serving someone that's beyond ordinary? You're serving someone that's beyond normal. Hallelujah. You're serving someone tonight that's beyond common. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. His name shall be called wonderful. Hallelujah. He is wonderful in the midst of trial. He is wonderful in the midst of heartache. He cannot be masked. He cannot be comprehended in the face of opposition and the blast of storm. Nobody's ever been or done to me and for me what Jesus has been and what He's done in my life. Hallelujah. 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 No wonder David said, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to revival. Let's go to prayer meeting. Let's go to Sunday morning service. Let's go to Wednesday night prayer meeting. Let's don't forget Sunday night. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, my friend, nobody's ever done for you what Jesus has done. Nobody's ever blessed you like Jesus has blessed you. Nobody's ever healed you like Jesus has healed you. He's not a substitution for your pain. He's a cure for your pain. Hallelujah. He's not an accommodation like the psychiatrist for your mental problems, your complexities and your oppressions and your perplexities. He is a healing. Hallelujah. He is a health. He is a divine cure. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you, we've got a hold of something tonight that's better than the Super Bowl. It's better than the NBA. Hallelujah. It's better than Bluebell ice cream. I'm telling you, Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's better than chocolate malts and double meat, double cheese, jalapeno hamburgers. Hallelujah to God. He's better than Phil Donahue. He's better than Oprah Winfrey. Come on, would you shout amen? He's definitely better than Ted Koppel and Nightline. Oh, shout glory with me here tonight. He's better than Days of Our Lives. And As the World Turns and General Hospital. He's better than Dow Chemical. He's better than Goodyear Plan. Somebody shout amen with me here tonight. He's better than religion. He's better than denomination. He's better than anything or anyone that you've ever encountered. Hallelujah. It's time for the church of Jesus to praise Him again. He's wonderful. I said He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He is wonderful. Hallelujah.